Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 7 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is What Pleases God. Jonathan Munson once said, "What delights the heart of God and brings a smile to his face are people who revere his name and place their total confidence in his steadfast love." Today's text is Psalm 147, verses 7 through 11. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beast their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. God is our perfect Heavenly Father. As such, there are certain things about His children that please Him. The psalmist gives us two specific things that God delights in, those who fear Him and those who hope in His steadfast love. First, it pleases God when we fear Him. When we fear God, it shows that we recognize He is God. When we revere God, we will surrender to His mighty power and trust His lordship over our lives. God knows that if we rightfully fear Him, we will obey all His commands. God knows we can live under His perfect will for our lives as long as we follow His word. So, He delights to see His children living out what He has purposed and planned. Every parent knows this on an imperfect and lesser scale. We have plans and desires for our kids. When they listen to us, we can protect them and guide them to succeed in life. When they disobey us, they suffer the consequences that we were trying to protect them from. Yet we are imperfect parents with limited knowledge. We don't know with certainty what's going to happen or what all God has planned for our children's lives. God is the flawless Father, and He has perfect plans. He is also all-knowing and all-powerful. So God knows in advance what we could be if we follow His will. Everything about our future spiritual growth hinges on our obedience to His commands. Our obedience hinges, in part, on how much we fear God. Although it should not be the only motivator, Scripture repeatedly demonstrates that we cannot set it aside. One of Solomon's best-known proverbs boldly declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. In Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13, and 20, through 21a, Moses says, "What does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve Him and hold fast to Him, and by His name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God." In this scripture, we see both fear of the Lord and love of the Lord joined together. This is because God delights in us doesn't just come from when we fear Him. He is fully pleased when we expect His love for us and then love Him in return. Yet God's delight in us doesn't just come when we fear Him. God is fully pleased when we expect His love for us. That's why the psalmist said, "The Lord takes pleasure in those who hope in His steadfast love." The Living Bible paraphrases the end of verse 11 as follows, "But His joy is in those who expect Him to be loving and kind." How important is it to you that your children know that you love them? As a parent, I want my children to have complete assurance that I love them. When they have complete confidence in my love for them, they have no reason to doubt the motives behind what I tell them. So, when they are tempted to rebel against my authority, I want them to know I am giving them direction because I love them. It brings me incredible joy when my children do what I say because they trust in how much I love them. What God says to us comes out of His unbelievable love for us. We will be much more likely to consistently obey God when we realize how steadfast His great love is for us. Imagine how much joy our Heavenly Father feels when we completely trust His steadfast love. Here are some questions for you to consider today. Has reading today's devotion changed your perspective about fearing God? In what ways? How is your hope in God's steadfast love based on His past goodness and your future expectation of His unchanging love? And finally, what are your thoughts on the following quote by J.C. Ryle? Christ's love towards us, and not our love towards Christ, is the true ground of expectation and the true foundation of hope. Thank you so much for listening. I pray you have a wonderful day.